A new poll suggests 8 out of 10 Canadians backed the notion of a COVID-19 vaccine passport in the days leading up to this week's rollout of a certificate system in Quebec and news that Ontario would soon follow suit. The poll also suggests Canadians were largely split on whether the reopening of in-person learning at elementary and secondary schools changed any concerns they had about the Delta variant. The latest Léger poll found 56% of Canadian respondents said they strongly support provincial vaccine passports for indoor places including bars, restaurants, gyms, concert halls and festivals when asked last week, while another 25% said they somewhat support the measure. 7% were somewhat opposed and 13% were strongly opposed. The poll was conducted August 27 to 29. Before Ontario announced a vaccine certificate system Wednesday that will take effect September 22. Quebec, British Columbia and Manitoba recently announced similar measures. The online poll collected responses from 1,544 Canadians over the age of 18. The polling industry's professional body, the Canadian Research Insights Council, says online surveys cannot be assigned a margin of error because they do not randomly sample the population. Respondents from Atlantic Canada and British Columbia were most in favor of a vaccine passport at 85 and 84% total support, respectively. Those from Manitoba and Saskatchewan were most opposed, with 26% saying they either strongly or somewhat opposed the measure, while 20% of Alberta participants strongly opposed. Support was highest among respondents aged 55 and older at 86%. And lowest among those 35 to 54 years old at 75%. The poll, which also surveyed 1,004 Americans, found 59% support for a vaccine passport among U.S. participants, and 41% opposition. Meanwhile, 44% of Canadian respondents said plans to reopen schools made them more worried about catching the Delta variant, while 7% felt less worried. Another 47% said reopening schools did not change their feelings on catching the COVID-19 variant. 60% of respondents said classes should shift to virtual platforms if there was a significant increase in COVID-19 infections within their communities, and 40% said in-person classes should continue as planned. Half of Canadians surveyed said masks should be worn at all times on high school premises, and 12% said they should only be worn by students who don't have proof of vaccination. The poll also asked respondents to rate their satisfaction with government measures put in place to quell the spread of COVID-19. While 56% of Canadians said they were satisfied with federal measures here, 49% of American respondents said they were satisfied with the measures implemented by the U.S. president. 55% of Canadians asked were satisfied with their province's COVID-19 measures, compared to 52% of U.S. respondents who said they were pleased with measures introduced by their state. More than three-quarters of Canadian respondents, 78%, said governments shouldn't lift all COVID-19 restrictions, right now, compared to 16% who favored removing all pandemic measures at the time of the survey. 38% of those asked said they believed the worst of the COVID-19 crisis had passed for Canada, while 26% said the worst was yet to come. Another 17% agreed with the statement, "We are in the worst period of the crisis now," while 20% said they did not know or preferred not to answer. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 3, 2021. Melissa Couto-Zuber, The Canadian Press.